After extended talks, the U.S. Attorney's Office and the Federal Public Defender thought they'd reached an agreement to reduce the sentences of those defendants by 35% to 40%. But in a letter last week, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein informed them that the Justice Department could not approve blanket reductions of defendant sentences without specific evidence of harm in each case. That shocked everybody involved in the talks, including the judge, who lambasted a Justice Department attorney at a hearing on Wednesday. The judge, Julie Robinson, said she would now resume a hearing on whether prosecutors improperly made use of the tapes. Since the disclosure 2 years ago that the U.S. Attorney's Office had obtained tapes of attorney-client meetings, scores of defendants have moved to have their cases thrown out. I'm Dan Margulies.